Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. With us is Mike Spain. He's the associate editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, of course, all eyes toward Orlando, Florida, as vigils were being held all around the country, in fact, the world, as well as our region. And your governor and Mayor Bill de Blasio at the Stonewall Inn in New York City last evening, and some local vigils held around the Capital Region.
Right. In the Capital Region, events were held in Albany, and one in particular inside Schenectady City Hall was a prayer vigil where the county's Human Rights Commission organized the event. Rainbow flags stood alongside the American flag, and people remembered those victims of the tragedy in Orlando and their families. Angelica Morris, the director of the Schenectady County Human Rights Commission, said she wanted to bring people together in solidarity on behalf of our brothers and sisters in Orlando and let the LGBT community know that people in the region support them. Our story today by J.P. Lawrence looks at the history in the Capital Region of gay and lesbian bars and how they were a refuge for people in the LGBT community. And not too long ago, it wouldn't be uncommon for gay men to come out of one of these bars and be confronted by a crowd that would taunt them and sometimes would even inflict violence on them. But things have been much better and things have been more accepting. So the events in Orlando really are a throwback for them and causes great concern that there have been a great setback.
The next story on the docket, in one word, township.
Right. This has to do with a state constitutional amendment approved by New York's voters in 2013. It was needed to correct a problem for about 200 deed landowners around Racket Lake in the Adirondacks. The title to their land in this remote section of the Adirondacks was in question because of poor record keeping back in the 1900s. And this constitutional amendment was needed to clear all that up. And in exchange, the state was going to get some public land and a canoe carry area and make that available to the general public. But it's all kind of boggled up in the state assembly, where the Environmental Committee Chairman Steve Engelbert has not let the legislation go forward to complete what was approved by the voters in 2013. They want to link it to a lot of other issues involving the Adirondacks, and some people are complaining, including former State Environmental Commissioner Joe Martins. He's now a senior fellow at the Open Space Institute. He believes the deal should go through. The constitutional amendment made that clear, and now it's being bogged down and being dragged out.
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joining us this morning. You can hear more of Mike on the Roundtable panel this morning starting at 9 a.m. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, David.